Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Wednesday, February 26th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows Republican legislative campaign committees had three times more cash in the bank than Democrats at the end of 2013. Republican legislative committees had about $3 million in their campaign accounts compared to about $1 million held by Democratic committees. The report also found Republicans raised sharply more cash than Dems in 2013. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, delve into some of the numbers that show how much of a lead Republicans had over the Democrats at the close of 2013.
Well, as you said, Republicans raised about three times as much money as Democrats, and if you look at their campaign war chests, you look at what kind of cash on hand they have, again, they got about three times as much money heading into the election year as the Democrats do. Now, part of the reason, of course, is that there are just so many more Republicans in the legislature. We looked at about 139 different legislative committees. Most of those are the campaign committees of individual legislators. Well, of those 139 committees, 83 of them are Republican and 56 of them are Democratic. So, you know, because the Republicans have the majority in both houses of the legislature, there are just so many more Republicans. Of course, there are so many more of them out there raising money. That explains part of the cash advantage. But even if you look at fundraising per legislator, Republicans were raising about twice as much money as Democrats on average. And part of the explanation there, I think, is what we've learned over the years about money in politics. Money flows to power. And when the legislative session is on, interest groups and the clients of all these lobbyists are showering lawmakers with campaign contributions to try to influence the decisions that get made on the state budget and then all the other bills that get dealt with. And so, you know, money flows to power. The Republicans are in power. More of the money obviously flowed in their direction.
In addition to candidate committees, there was a substantial fundraising by four committees called legislative campaign committees. What are these? What do they do, and how much did they raise?
Well, they're political action committees that are run by the top legislative leaders in both houses. So you've got four of these legislative campaign committees, one for the Democrats, one for the Republicans in each house, the Assembly and the Senate. And they were the top magnets for special interest money during 2013. You look at the top fundraising committees, and there they are, all right at the top. You know, the Republican Assembly Campaign Committee raised over $310,000. The Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee raised a little bit over $277,000. The committee to elect the Republican Senate, you know, over $273,000. The State Senate Democratic Committee, $210,500 and some. Those were the top four fundraising committees. You finally find an individual legislator fifth on the list. That was Scott Fitzgerald. He's the Senate Majority Leader. He also is the person who sort of oversees the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. So money flowed to the legislative leadership, particularly to these leadership PACs. They are huge magnets for money. They are particularly magnets for the clients of the lobbyists who are trying to influence legislative leaders, and all those interests that have lobbyists prowling the halls of the state capitol are also cutting campaign checks while legislative business is being conducted.
Are the four legislative campaign committees good for the process?
No, I think leadership PACs are bad for business at the state capitol in a number of different ways. You know, first of all, this is the way that special interest groups and the lobbyists that represent those interest groups influence the process with their money. And but then the other thing that these beasts do is it really concentrates tremendous power in the hands of the legislative leadership. And And what it does is it ends up resulting in a system where you've got top leaders who really are leading the other legislators around by the nose and pretty much ordering them around, telling them how to vote, and really not only setting the agenda, but really guiding the process right all the way down to how legislators vote on matters. And so what you've got in the end, because of this system, is a much less independent legislator. And you've got rank-and-file lawmakers who really aren't so free to just represent their voting constituents. They've got to pay attention to the leaders, or those leaders can deny them committee chairmanships or choice seats on committees that they want. They can even go so far as to recruit opponents in primary elections to try to take them out of a seat if they show too much independence. So what this whole money game is doing is really concentrating power in fewer and fewer hands and resulting in less responsive representatives of the people, less independent representation in our legislature.
The fundraising by the legislative campaign committees kind of leads us to the final portion of the report, the top legislative fundraisers in 2013, and those legislative committees that also had the highest cash balances at the end of last year. The legislative campaign committees ranked at or near the top in both of those categories, fundraising and highest cash balances. But who else raised or stashed a lot of cash? And why did some of these people end up raising a lot of money and/or have a lot of money on hand?
Well, outside of these leadership packs that I just talked about, when you look at the people who've got the most cash on hand, you have to start with the legislative leaders. There's the Republican Senate leader, Scott Fitzgerald. There's the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, also a Republican. They're sitting on huge amounts of cash. Other than the leadership packs, they've got the most money. They also were very high up on the list of top fundraisers. As I said, Fitzgerald was fifth on the list of top legislative fundraisers right after the four leadership packs. Then you've got a few people like Howard Markline, who's seeking to replace Dale Schultz in a Western Wisconsin Senate district. He's raised an awful lot of money. You look at cash balances. Mike Ellis is sitting on a huge amount of money. He didn't traditionally face very many stiff contests in the past. He didn't have a lot of opposition, so he just raised money and then sat on it and didn't have to spend a lot of money, so he's got a lot of money in the bank. He is facing a more serious challenge this time. A member of the Assembly, Penny Bernard Shaver, is challenging him for his Senate seat. So he was a pretty active fundraiser. He shows up pretty high on the fundraising list, but also is very high on the list of biggest war chests. And then you've got somebody like John Richards, an assembly member on the Democratic side, but he's running for statewide office. He's seeking the position of attorney general, so he's been a more active fundraiser. So you've got people in certain contests that are leading them to be very aggressive fundraisers. You've got the legislative leaders, again, money flowing to power, and then you've got the leadership packs that are right at the top of the list.
Finally, how important are these numbers? Do these numbers mean that the 2014 legislative elections will be a runaway for Republicans because they have so much more money right now, or do the sides tend to even out as the election year progresses?
Usually you'll see the money start to even out in the election year. Keep in mind that in an odd-numbered year like 2013, the people raising money are the incumbent legislators, the people who are sitting in office right now. A lot of them don't even have announced challengers yet. Once those challengers jump in, throw their hat in the ring, they'll start actively fundraising, but a lot of times that activity doesn't really gear up until the election year itself. So in 2014, once we see a lot more challengers, we'll see the numbers start to even out a little. But, you know, one of the big looming issues here is redistricting. Not only do the Republicans have a sizable majority in the Assembly and a majority also in the state Senate, but they redrew district lines in a way that will make it very tough for the Democrats to challenge them in a lot of seats. And I think you'll see you'll see a lot of these races go uncontested. Well, if there aren't challengers who jump in and it's just the incumbent legislator doing the fundraising, again, they'll have this mammoth cash advantage. And so, you know, I don't know how much it'll even out. It usually evens out some. The other wild card in all of this is the fact that we're seeing a higher than normal number of legislators appearing to be looking at stepping down and not running for re-election. And I think we'll have a pretty substantial departure from the legislature. And of course, that will open these races up, create open seats, and it remains to be seen just who's going to jump in and seek those offices. Most of that fundraising in those open seats will be done in 2014. So there's a lot yet to unfold. But it sure looks at this stage as though the Republicans overall are going to have a commanding cash advantage.
There's also the specter of outside groups and spending by outside groups, right?
Yeah, you know, and that activity really begins to ratchet up again in the election year. We've already seen some outside interest group advertising, particularly surrounding the upcoming governor's race. But once you get into the election year, those interest groups will make an assessment of which Senate seats and which assembly races might turn out to be truly competitive. Those are the ones they'll jump in, and sometimes they end up outspending the candidates themselves and figuratively hijacking those elections, really taking them over and doing most of the talking, most of the advertising in those select few races. They're going to be doing an assessment over the months to come to decide which races to jump in. When they do, we'll see an avalanche of money from those groups that not only are actively contributing to the legislators, but then will sponsor advertising of their own to try to sway the outcome of those elections.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about legislative fundraising in 2013, please check out the February 26th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Accompanying the report are tables that show how much your legislators raised and saved last year to prepare for the upcoming 2014 fall elections. Thanks for listening.
Bye.